Good morning and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host. In studio with me is MegaPros Joe. MegaPros Home Improvements. We got a packed show. We have Rich Dykstra. Rich Sr. Joe is on the line. He's going to be coming up at after the first break. We have caller Bill, who got inspired from hearing Julia's story last week. Called me on the way home.
A great story.
Great story. And now we're impacting a lot of other listeners' lives. And Billy's going to come up here in a second. I just want to set the show up. Bottom of the hour, of course, credit guru Gary Novell. Amy Kite, the Amy Kite from Kite Realty team. She'll be coming up at 10:45. Justin from Next Door and Window, a new sponsor of the show, new expert of the show, 11 o'clock at the top of the hour. We're going to do Stephen Geffen from Once Upon a Deli, Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Bagel, my neighbor, who owns a bunch of restaurants up north. He's going to be helping Team Hochberg feed essential workers.
All your neighbors own restaurants.
I know, it's crazy. Look, how do you think I maintain this body? So we've got a packed show. We hope you stick around for the entire show. Phone lines open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text line is open. But first, Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark. And we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joe, I want to get to my friend who lives in Kansas, who owns a condo that you and Rose Pest Solutions are in the process of reworking. But first, we're banging up against a break, and I want to get to Bill. Bill called me for all of our listeners last week. Julia was in her 60s, late 60s. She called in. She had $50,000 with credit card debt. She's been carrying it for 25 years. She has six kids, grandkids. Complete stressful situation for her. And her call inspired Bill here to give us a call. I just want to welcome Bill to the show. Bill, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. Is what I said, was that accurate? You and your wife were sitting there going, hey, you know, we're in our 40s. We don't want to be like that. Was that something that happened?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, two things. We've been working really hard within the last couple of years. We have to do a refinance in our house. We're bleeding money through that. We knew that. We made a really good effort, but the pandemic hit just like everybody else, right? And we wanted to try to refinance our house this year just to get us in a better financial position. And I'm like, man, this is not a good time. We need to figure out everything related to our mortgage and how we could protect our house. And man, it's not good, right? So I've got two kids, right? So they're out of school. They're here and just having everybody in the same house. My wife works at a healthcare facility, right? So stressful enough, she has to go to work every day.
Right.
And, you know, myself, I worked through laying off over 100 people within that first week of the stay-at-home order from our work, and then my salary's cut 25%. So there goes everything that we worked for the last 2 years, let alone anything else.
How right? old are you and your wife?
So I'm 43. My wife's 40. You know, we've been together for since 04, so she's going to kill me if I don't put a number out there, but it's been a long time. We've had our house for coming up on 13 years. And we moved in right after my daughter was born. So we worked through that whole craziness with the market and the home loans, and we continue to pay our, you know, mortgage payment every single year, every time on time. But then here with 25% of my pay gone, we could no longer pay our mortgage. It was not going to happen.
And
right?
You are carrying $50,000 worth of credit card debt like Julia was, correct?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, even an add in there, there's a signature loan, a part of that. It's a little bit over $55,000 in debt right now, along with, you know, whatever daily bills are and weekly bills are.
And you did you know anything about forbearance before we started talking about it on our show?
You know, I didn't want to do forbearance because I knew that if you get up against that 3 month, it's going to be 4 months worth of payment. We have an escrow to pay our taxes and everything else, right? So we were worried about that too. Like if we're not going to make a payment, we're not paying our taxes. In Illinois, they haven't put any kind of you know, halt to mortgage any type of land taxes or anything like that. So we're worried, right? So at that point, we thought we were going to have $10,000 due at the end of the year besides that if we didn't pay our taxes or any or our mortgage, right? So yeah, we right away we found out that we had a you know with all of your programs that you had, you said, hey, check out what kind of loan do you have? Do you have this type? Do you have a Freddie Mac? And yeah, we do. So we got lucky in that aspect. And then my wife just called the bank and said, hey, can we do forbearance? And pretty easy to do it. They just put us on it and said, thank you very much. And we just got the letter like a few days ago that nice. Said that, hey, we accepted it, right? But now it's time to figure out, okay, what if they don't want to refinance our house? We had a problem 2.5 years ago because of the way our mortgage is structured. It's not like a typical PMI, and I think you said what type of loan it was, but it has like your...
It's lender paid PMI. You took a higher rate to factor in the private mortgage insurance in with the interest rate because for you and your with your income at the time, it was tax deductible, and the PMI wasn't because you made too much money to deduct the PMI. So that's why your lender set you up that way.
Yeah, and then when we tried to do the HARP refinance, we didn't qualify for it. 2.5, 3 years ago because of that, right? So now we were worried we're not going to qualify again. Even if we wanted to add those payments to the end of the mortgage, they have to rewrite our mortgage. And at this point, we have no extra cash. We've got nothing to – basically, if they decide to say no to us, we have to have a check, right? Or we're going to eventually be out.
So what's the game plan that we talked about on the way home so our other listeners who are in a similar situation can learn from what we talked about?
Sure. So we're taking the money that we would have paid for our mortgage and setting that aside as much money as we can, right? Which is around, it comes out to be about $2,400 a month.
Okay.
Then call back in another 90 days, ask for another forbearance again for another 90 days, and then, you know, continue to build that cash on the side. That's our emergency fund. That's what we could use if there's going to be a problem like with the insurer with the taxes on our house, right? There's nothing been talked about. Hey, what happens with people with escrows and what happens with that money? Just because we're not paying into it doesn't mean that we don't owe for our insurance in our home nor for our taxes, right? So we're going to continue just to work that plan. We've cut everything that we could have, you know, financially, just like probably everybody else, right?
Yep.
We've cut out some of our streaming services. We don't need certain things. We've cut back on making our minimum credit card payments and then started looking at our 401ks if we could borrow against it. Because if the biggest thing you were saying is take out your, you know, kill the credit cards you can. If you can get that money, kill the credit cards that you can to get that debt down. So when you are in a position to have to refinance, you are in a much better position. Your debt to income ratio is a lot, you know, better in the good way. And then we could start working on that mortgage. But just like 40 million other people, I'm pretty much in the same boat as them. And I think that part there, I think I needed to reinforce that with my wife, right? Hey, you know, it's not just us. It's not just us four people. It's 40 million people.
Right. You're in the same boat, pulling on the same.
So we have a little bit more power.
Yeah, you're pulling on the same rope. So real quick, for other couples that dive underneath the table, you know, the coffee tables I joked about last weekend, which is true, when my ad comes on because you don't want to face it like Julia did last week and Bill did prior to calling me, what would you tell the listeners about it's consultation. It's like Julia said, Joe, it's kind of like going to an AA meeting and admitting you have a problem and then having a professional help you solve that problem. I didn't charge Bill. I didn't charge Julia.
Just saying you have a problem out loud is
half the battle, right? So what would you tell the other listeners, Billy? Because I hope I get another listener to call in to share their story next week that I could help this week so we could continue to help listeners because that's what this show is all about. And Sammy's flagging me to go to a break. So hang on. I want you to come back and answer that question. We're going to get to Rich Dykstra Sr. after the break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show, the show that helps WGN listeners get through these tough, challenging economic times. This is the place you need to stay, and you need to listen to this advice because this advice is critical. to battle what we're battling in this country, this economic tsunami that we're getting washed out with right here. For listeners like Julia last week and Billy this week, we're going to pay some bills, come back with Bill and all our other experts after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, David Hochberg with Joe Hogle, and we have Rich Dykstra Sr. coming up. But we're just finishing up with Bill. Bill, again, I the show is here to help listeners overcome their challenges. We have some genius over here who says somebody with $50,000 text in shouldn't own a home. Okay, you know, I'm so glad that you live in a perfect world and you never have financial challenges. You never have a sick kid. You never have a broken car. You know, you never get the overtime you thought you were going to have. Joe was just saying
2008, 9, 10. We had no business.
And how much credit card debt did you have in those 3 years?
$98,000.
You shouldn't have owned a home, according to this text.
Well, I should have owned a lot of things.
Right, right. Okay. So
according to my credit score's back.
Your credit score's back.
But at 43 years old, this is a young man. He could...
With two kids.
Change his world.
Though. And was it his fault that 70% of the employees at his company were laid off? Right? Was it his fault that 25% of his income was taken away?
It would be his fault if he wasn't willing to do something about it.
Correct. And he's doing something about it. So thanks for listening. And I respect your comments, you know, all of our texters' comments, especially the 773 who's enjoying the show so much right now. But I would just like Bill to talk with other listeners before we get over to Rich Dykstra Sr. What would you, in your own words, like Julia said in her own words last weekend, to other listeners out there that need help to seek the help and not dive underneath their coffee table when they're listening to the show? We're talking about some pretty tough topics to talk about, your finances and your debt. What would you tell other listeners, Billy?
Don't be paralyzed by your pride. Right. I think that's probably a really good statement. Right. Everybody lives in like the Facebook world where they see that, hey, all these people are doing these things. Right. And maybe they're doing the right things, you know, financially, and maybe they're not. Right. However, you need to just take stock of what you have. Get over the fact that you owe this much money. It is not a black hole. You have advisors you can call, whether it's even just family members or like David, like I called your show and I called you, right? Just to ask, am I doing the right thing? What else is there possibly I could do to protect myself or help myself in the future?
Right. I'm not going to be able to refinance Bill, but I spent over, you know, close to an hour talking to him and his wife about the different things that Bill and his wife could do to get into a position to battle the challenges that they currently have.
And they have the confidence to move forward.
And they have the confidence to move forward. Okay. And before they made that call, they had no idea. Mm-hmm. And they were just circling the drain. Now they've got a path to get out of a little bit of trouble. And when this virus clears and we're in the path of getting back to the economy, he'll be fully employed. He'll be back to what, you know, 25% of his income will come back, be able to pay that debt. He'll know what's going on. He'll be in a much stronger position. That's what we're trying to help our listeners to understand. Okay, I respectfully disagree with the listeners that somebody with $50,000 shouldn't own a home. Then guess what? There'd be a lot of people right now not owning homes. Okay, a lot of people within the past 3 months, the past 6 to 8 weeks have been devastated financially and are building their credit card debt because they have not enough income to start paying it all off, and they have to feed their family. So, Billy, I want to shout out to you and your beautiful bride, much younger, beautiful bride. Nice job there, by the way. And I'm here for you, bud. You know, if you got, you know, you have my cell phone number, you've got my email, and thanks for sharing your story with our listeners.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the time. I appreciate it, and y'all have a wonderful day.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you later, man. 312-981-7200. It's the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call and text line. Rich Dykstra Sr., how are you, my friend?
I'm doing just fine, David. How are you?
I am great. You sent me an email. All of our show sponsors, Joe, like you do when you get emails from the show, you forward it to me. I send it to WGN. Like, hey, you know, this is the impact we're having on our listeners. Rich sent me an email here from Janet. Janet from Mundelein sent a Home Sweet Home Chicago listener sent Rich Dykstra Home Home Services an email, right, about getting her air conditioner. Now, this is a great question, because a lot of our listeners have older units. And I was talking to Senior.
I've got an older unit.
Okay, but there's some challenges with the Freon, right? Okay, so so here's the email question from Janet from Mundelein, Home Sweet Home Chicago listener. She would like to get her air conditioner. I'm gonna paraphrase it, because she was like three pages here. She wants to get her air conditioner unit inspected. It's 2005. She installed in 2005 when she moved in the house. She got a new unit 2005, and she wanted to get the Freon topped off before the start of the summer. The weather, thank God, starting to change. And I was talking to Rich Jr. and Senior about it. They're like, "Whoa, we got to be careful, because there's been laws passed on how to handle Freon." Can you address Janet from Mundelein's question first, and then share with our listeners what they have to be aware of with Freon, buddy?
You bet. First off, Freon is out of production. It's not being made anymore.
Okay.
So if you have a Freon-bearing unit, it's R22, it's going to cost you a lot to fill it back up. First off, for sure, you should never have to add refrigerant to a system. It's a sealed system. A lot of guys will come in and say, "Oh, I had to add 2 pounds. That's $300, you know, just to get the extra money." You should never have to add refrigerant. There's another type of refrigerant. It's 410A, which is probably what she has in that unit by the age. Everybody says I have Freon. Everybody thinks they do, but a lot of them now do not. If the unit's 20, 25 years old, yes, you do definitely. But it should never have to add any refrigerant to a system.
Is this a good time to, you know, the weather's starting to break, supposed to be 70 today. We've been in the 50s with rain and gloomy, doomy weather the past week. Is this a good time for our listeners to start giving you guys a call to get that service inspection to see if their unit's ready to go, or if they need maintenance, or if they need a new unit, or should they wait a little longer?
Oh, my goodness, don't wait. That's what people make a mistake. They wait, "Well, let's wait till it gets a little warmer." Once it gets hot, we're out 3 weeks to a month on service calls.
Okay.
So do not wait. Get an appointment set now.
Joe Hogle's got a call. MegaPros, Joe.
I didn't know that. I always use the term Freon, and I'm surprised. So there is never an occasion that you would need to add more refrigerant. Is that correct? What would instead of?
That's correct. If you have to add, that means you have a leak.
Sure.
It doesn't evaporate. It doesn't go away. It doesn't wear out. If you have to add, then you have a leak someplace, which is with a Freon bearing unit, forget it. Replace it. Mm-hmm. Don't fill it.
All right, we got to take a quick break Senior. Can you hang on through the break, and we'll pick you up on the other side? All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. That voice is the voice of Rich Dykstra Senior.
That's a good voice, too.
That's a heating and air conditioning man's voice. And we're going to pay some bills. We're going to be right back. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone lines are open, the MegaPros phone and text line. We enjoy all the text, even though if we agree or disagree, we like the feedback. We like the comments. 312-981-7200. We like to hear what you have to say. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago. Be right back.
Searching for something to say.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That is the phone and text line, the MegaPro-sponsored call and text line. We'd
so you
love
could
to hear
text in those pictures. It's working fantastic.
And I meant to say that at the beginning of the show. A friend of mine who was living in Kansas owns a condo in Bucktown.
Yes.
And she was having challenges with rodents because they tore a house down behind her. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all the rodents that were living in the dilapidated house had to go someplace, went into her building. So Rose Pest Solutions right away. She's like, "Hey, I'm in Kansas. I don't know anybody in Chicago. Who could you refer me?" I'm like, "I got Rose Pest." So, boom, I hooked her up with Janelle via text. I'm like, "Donna, Janelle, Donna, enjoy yourselves." So Donna sent Janelle a bunch of pictures that her tenants sent her. Said, "Hey, here's where the rodents are coming. It was rats coming in. And, what can you do?" Janelle got on it. Then she took pictures. Her tenants took pictures of the work that needed to be done because she's getting ready to sell the unit, sent it, emailed it to
possibly,
you.
Possibly.
Right.
Or meaning it there was a lot of work that needed to be done because of both, right? So we were able to coordinate with Donna and Rose Pest Solution the whole project.
Right.
And
from Kansas.
Perfectly.
Because of pictures that her tenant sent to her that she forwarded
pictures
to you.
And now Jeremy's FaceTiming and walking through the job with her and showing the different areas of concern.
And you guys are doing the job.
Yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. We're going to finish up with Rich here, owner of Dykstra Heating and Air Conditioning. Rich, what is the process of calling to get an appointment and what is a checkup entail? When you send your technicians out to somebody's basement attic to check out a unit, what does a full inspection that our listeners should be looking forward to receiving from Dykstra Home Services?
Okay, they'll turn the unit on. They'll ask if you have any problems at all, any problems cooling. The first thing that they'll check is the filter. I sent you a text earlier this week. We're going from winter to summer. Make sure you change your filter. It's dirty. Okay, that's our biggest service call. But we'll check make sure the drain is clear, the condensate drain, so you don't have water leaking where it's not supposed to be. They'll check the temperature drop across the coil. So that'll tell us if the refrigerant charge is correct. So a lot of times we won't have to put gauges on. We can just tell by temperature that your charge is correct. Now, if it's off, well, then we have to put the gauges on. Because every time you put gauges on a unit, when you take them off, you lose a little bit of gas. So you don't want to put the gauges on if you don't have to. Two, we'll clean all the coils outside. We'll clean the inside of the condenser. And then run it and make sure it's cooling properly.
And what does that service cost our listeners? What type of investment?
$98.
$98.
We just sent out 15,000 cards the first run to remind people don't wait till it's hot.
Okay. And that phone number, buddy? And you're going to be coming back at the bottom of the hour, at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour at 11:30 for our expert roundtable. We wish everybody could be in the studio, but with the virus and everything, they still have it on lockdown. But what phone number should our listeners call Dykstra Home Services to arrange those services during the show, Rich?
They should call 1-800-421-3220.
All right, one more time.
1-800-421-3220.
All right, thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you in about 55 minutes there, my friend, okay?
All right, man. Talk to you.
All right, have a great one. 312.
I learned a lot.
What's that?
I learned a lot.
Well, I didn't know that they did this. How the heck is a layman supposed to know?
People are still using the word freon, right? And people still are topping off the pounds of freon.
Well, people are still using the word Xerox machines, right?
You're right.
Because that's right. I'm going to go make a Xerox copy.
Very true.
Right. It's just the associated word with keeping your unit, air conditioning unit, functioning on cool. I guess. What do I know? I'm not a heating and air conditioning guy. That's why we got Dykstra. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Gary Novell, our credit enhancement expert, Joe, as you know, has been part of the show since the first show I ever did, I think like close to 18 years ago.
Amazing.
And Gary has been with me from day one. The first guy that I ever talked to about credit that knew what was talking about, because I used to tell people, pay off your credit card, shut them down. And Gary's like, what are you doing?
Those were good conversations back in those days.
Gary's like, it's the worst thing you could tell people. I mean, he's like, that's like telling somebody to put a Band-Aid on a cut, then cut your finger off. What are you doing? He's yelling at me. I'm like, all right, there, take it easy. He's very excited. He's older now. He's a lot calmer. But Gary, 630-624-9557 is the best credit enhancement expert on the planet. We received an email from Nikki from Aurora, longtime listener of the show. You helped Nikki clear up two past items on her credit report resulting from her not working due to this virus. Can you explain to other listeners who are experiencing similar challenges on their credit report due to this virus?
Sure, David. And hi, Joe, and good morning, everyone.
Hey, Gary.
Her problem was that her score dropped from 730 in February to 660 at the beginning of April, and she had no idea what the problem was. So I took a look at her credit report. Two of her credit cards were showing past due amounts of $25 on each, and she was never late on either of those accounts in all the years they've been open. Due to her company considered non-essential and shut down, she's been out of work since the middle of March. She was getting limited income, was having a hard time figuring out what to do, what to pay with the funds she was getting. Like everyone else that's unemployed right now, she was still waiting on that first unemployment check to show up, and it's a tough time for everybody out there right now. Once she explained what happened, I immediately knew how to help her. I had her call each bank and explain to her exactly what to say and how it's showing on her credit report. And as surprising as this may seem, both banks were extremely helpful and sympathetic with her situation. Each bank suspended her payments until August. Both will waive all late fees and remove any negative information reported to the credit bureaus. They are letting her keep the accounts open in case she needs to use them during this time, but the interest will accrue each month, but no payment is actually due until August, and then it will be minimum payments just like usual, just like nothing happened. When she told me this, she was so happy, I can't even think of the words to say. And not that I didn't believe what the banks told her, because, you know, the banks always tell you what they're going to do. I still went to all three of the credit bureaus, and I went after the two bad accounts to make sure they would be corrected. Within 2 weeks, both accounts were updated to show current with no bad information, and her scores were back into the mid-700s, and she was very happy again. I'm starting to see past due amounts on credit reports from March showing on credit reports. So if you are having financial problems because of this coronavirus, you need to call your lender and explain your situation. They will help, but you have to call, and you need to specifically say your problems are caused by the virus. For any questions on this type of situation or about your credit, call me at 630-624-9557. And if you want the absolute correct and honest answer to any credit issue you might have, you need to call me at 630-624-9557. And stay safe, everyone. It's crazy out there right now.
Best in the business. Gary's going to be in. Are you in next weekend, Gary?
Allowed to come in, I think I'm going to be in 2 weeks.
Two weeks in the show. Okay. Well, hopefully everything.
Wear a cool mask, though, Gare.
Yeah, wear a cool mask.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Draw something on it.
Okay. Very good.
I have a mask that's of David I'll wear.
That doesn't get much cooler than
that.
A picture of me. 630-624-9557. Take it easy, Gary.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
It's a costume.
Take care, buddy. All right. Well, can you put Gary on? There we go. Gary's gone. All right. So 630, before we hit the break. 630. I have sick kids and a wife with cancer. Okay, this is the guy. Okay, and I'm sorry that your wife has cancer. My mother passed away 2 years ago on the 27th of April due to cancer. Self-employed and bust my word, I can't say on the air. Too many people living above their means, and most of the folks with that kind of credit card shouldn't own a house. Okay, so here's my response. I'm sorry that your wife has cancer. It's horrible. It's one of the worst diseases out there. Okay, I will tell you this. I have helped thousands of people, Joe, over the past 19 years who have gotten into credit card debt for no fault of their own. Okay, one of them is Lola, who used to work for an airline. She was a big executive at an airline, $150,000. 9/11 came. She lost her job. Mm-hmm. She has a physically handicapped daughter who is confined to a wheelchair and needs 24-hour care. Okay, so Lola and her husband tacked on over $50,000 worth of credit card debt because Lola lost $12,500 worth of income a month. Okay, so I respectfully disagree with the 630, and I am calling out to everybody out there that's in debt, like Julia said last weekend. This is a sickness, credit card debt, to some folks, and this is an unavoidable situation for other folks. Okay, there's no one-size-fits-all with credit card debt.
Absolutely.
I'm 50 pounds overweight, Joe. I've been trying to lose this.
But you carry it well.
But I carry it well. Right. Equally proportioned from my nose to my toes. I've been trying to lose this 50 pounds for the last 30 years. Okay, and I equate that to credit card debt. I know how tough it is, right? But credit card debt is just, if you've got to live with credit card debt, and like, let's go back to Lola, right? Her only shot was to refinance her home. Right? She lost a $150,000 job, $12,500 a month. What is she supposed to just turn in her house? It's ridiculous. Okay, you're supposed to help people, and that's what this show is doing, right? $80,000, $90,000 worth of debt that you got into when everything basically turned off in 08 through 10.
Meaning 8 through 10, Dave, my business was cut by 85%.
Right, so according to 630 here, you shouldn't have owned a home. Okay, so
I shouldn't have been in business.
Right, so we're trying to help people overcome their financial challenges. I respectfully disagree. I love the comments. Keep them coming. 630. No, don't text him. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Amy Kite coming up after the break.
Good.
The Amy Kite. She's going to be talking about real estate. Yes, we are still selling real estate in this market. 312-981-7200. The show is here to help all of our listeners. If you agree or disagree with us, that's fine. We're still here to help you. 312-981-7200. Home to know Chicago. Pay some bills. Come back with Amy Kite after these messages.
Remember, if you want to talk to David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Same number, 312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe is in studio. We have Amy Kite on the phone. How are you, Amy Kite?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Great. We have an email. Our listeners are very interactive. If they agree or disagree, they're very interactive with us, Joe. So, Amy, I want to read an email that I received. Brent and Deb emailed you after hearing us on Home Sweet Home Chicago that they were that after hearing you mention that you were still selling 6 to 10 houses a week during the pandemic. After they spoke to an agent who said that they weren't showing any houses at all. So are you getting a lot of that? I keep hearing your spots on WGN and other stations saying that you're still rocking. What's going on out there that you're seeing?
Well, we are still seeing houses sell. So to me, I equate this to winter. This is an elongated winter this year because there's such a lack of inventory right now in many price ranges, especially the lower ones. And my favorite time of year to sell houses is November through February because supply and demand, there's a lack of inventory, lack of options for buyers. That's what we're sitting in right now. So the buyers that are out there that have to buy, and there absolutely are buyers that have to buy, they don't have a ton of properties to choose from. And so when a house comes on the market, it tends to go if it's priced right and in decent condition.
If you have any questions for Amy Kite, you could give us a call at 312-981-7200. You could also send us a text. If we can't get to it now, Amy will. I will be more than happy to present it to Amy at 11:30 when she calls back in. I received an email question yesterday from Justin. No, that is something else. I can't find the email. Son of a gun. I had it all prepared for you, Amy. It was essentially a lady sent us a question that said, I'm trying to get my house ready for sale, but Goodwill's not open. What am I supposed to do with all my stuff? Okay. That was a show listener. I apologize, show listener. I'm not giving you credit because I can't find the email right now, but are you getting a lot of that? Because a lot of our listeners would take their overburdened stuff, if you will, that they've been stockpiling, taken over to Goodwill or another organization like that to donate their belongings so they could sell it for money or whatever. They get the tax write off and to get out of their homes. Are you experiencing a lot of that?
We do see that. And what we're recommending to people is even if they need to store it in their garage off on one side, they can absolutely do that. We always have recommended that you can do that, you know, with things you're going to take too. So right now, if they have to get things out of the house, which it is important to, you know, we want the house to look fantastic. The garage, I'm not as concerned about. Go just neatly stack it in the garage. People get it. Things are different right now, and buyers get that, and it's okay.
And what is the typical lead time that you're seeing? Is it back to a 30-day cycle? Is it a little longer? Is it a little less? I'm sure it has to do with areas, but what is the current market in the Chicago metro area to move and sell a home?
You mean as far as days on market or
yes.
to close?
No, days on market.
Days on market absolutely is price-driven. We are seeing, 28 days is our average still. And then you've got, you know, higher price ranges that are still going to take a few months to get sold. So.
I found the email. I want to give credit to Audrey. So thank you to Audrey, our show listener. She went to WGN David and supplied that question, entered that question through the website. So thank you to Audrey for that tremendous question. If you have a question for Amy Kite, 312-981-7200, you could either call or send a text, and we will make sure that Amy gets it. What's the one biggest pushback right now with the COVID-19? Are home buyers and home sellers still leery about letting buyers into their homes if they have a home on the market? Is it still leaning towards a lot of FaceTiming and offsite visual type of inspections, or are more sellers letting buyers into their homes?
No, I would tell you that there's still, you know, if you were concerned about it a month ago, you're still concerned about it today, which, you know, we've always provided that virtual. We had that virtual 3 years ago when we were actually showcased on WGN TV with the Matterport tours that we use. So, yeah, they're still, if they were concerned, they're still concerned. We're doing a lot of virtual. Then that is what's created this winter type effect, even though we're sitting in May, because some people still have their houses off the market. So what we're going to see when this break is, you're going to see an influx of inventory and supply and demand. When you have an influx of inventory and 30 million people unemployed, yeah, we're going to end up with high rates of inventory, right? High inventory levels, and that's going to cause pricing to go down. So if somebody's serious, they need to get on the ball and get things going now.
Are buyers starting to take a second look at possibly maybe take, not buyers, sellers, I apologize. Are sellers possibly, are you seeing that they're thinking about maybe taking their home off the market until this passes, or maybe renting their home out because they're not getting the price that they're thinking that they're going to get? Same thing happened 08 through 2010, as you remember.
Right. Yeah. So we've seen people who are going, hey, I may need to consider it. They aren't there yet because, you know, we still have a few months where they could potentially sell. So we definitely have people who are going, all right, plan B may be that we're going to rent this house instead. And certainly some people have taken their houses off the market because they're afraid of what's going on. So, but yeah, I mean, I always like to go in and have plan A and plan B. So I know, listen, if plan A doesn't work, what is going to be our plan B?
Right.
Jill. You know, is it that you don't sell? Is it that you rent it? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So, Amy, we work with a lot of the same people, of course, and we're getting a lot of people that are doing preparation in planning for their listing a month from now.
Absolutely.
So we're doing those little improvements. We're fixing a water stain on the ceiling and fixing the cabinet doors.
Sure.
Okay. But they're in the process, like you said. I like the word that you use, that you're stuck in the winter mode, right?
Yeah.
And it's just elongated the winter mode. And that's the same thinking that's going in now, where it's like, all right, I'm planning on listing. I'm going to fix my house up.
All right. We have a text question from 847. Goodwill is open. So are the other charitable donation centers. You could drop items off. So there you go, Audrey. Though the stores are not currently open.
Where could you drop them off?
I guess they're still, like, by us in Northbrook, there's a center, there's, sliding doors that you could go in, not go into the store, and just drop your belongings off, and then they take the blue cart into the back room
and sort
things. I've
got a living room full of bags going
over.
Okay.
Okay, well, you could come over to Northbrook. I'll check this week. It's right around the corner. And 312 has a question for you, Amy. Are you seeing people spending money on second homes, like in New Buffalo, Michigan area yet? Have you been talking with your colleagues up in Michigan and Indiana and Wisconsin about second homes being on the market and moving, or is that kind of slowed down a little bit?
Yeah, that has slowed. And somebody cornered me yesterday as I was grocery shopping and said, listen, you know, back in 08, we went and purchased, you know, well, 08, really 09, 10, 11, as the market fell, they had purchased a bunch of investment properties. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, what do we do? You know, do you think it's coming again? I mean, there's definitely a correction coming. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. So, you know, I said, yeah, I think that you're going to find that you're going to have some opportunities. So if people are looking for second homes, they may have an opportunity, especially if people need to sell. So, you know, you're going to have those people who can't right now, unfortunately, afford to have two homes. They've bought them, and they were looking to sell at the top of the market, which is where we were. And so there may be some great opportunities today, but as far as people looking, they've slowed down buying their own individual personal homes. They've certainly slowed down on buying second homes.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. We got to hit a break here, Amy Kite. If our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you?
847-877-9881 or at amywillsellyourhome.com.
And you're going to be coming back in about 35 minutes to join us on the expert roundtable. So be ready for that, Amy Kite. And coming up after the break, Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window, a new sponsor.
I'm looking forward to meet the guy.
So am I. I learned all about doors and windows
like
from him.
Surprise.
And he is a fraternity brother of mine at Northern Illinois University. He graduated.
Does he remember when you sold Amway?
No, he doesn't. It was Mary Kay.
Oh, okay.
And he started 2 years after I left. Yeah, you laugh. All right, Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We are here to help you with all of your housing challenges, credit card challenges, any type of challenge that you have that surrounds around real estate. We are here to help you. And one of the areas, Joe, that a lot of our listeners have challenges with is their windows. And especially being at home for a prolonged period of time, people are starting to notice deformalities in their windows, in their sure. doors, in their walls. And we're bringing on Justin Bartley from Next Door and Window. How are you, Justin?
Great, David. It's really great to be here today.
Well, thanks for calling in. We got a question here from a listener who hears your ads all the time. Justin helped John Williams with his windows. I helped John with his mortgage, and I hear John talk about what a great job Justin did. I checked it with John. John said it was okay that we talked about it. But first, we have a listener from Palatine. Juliet from Palatine sent us an email. After hearing that you were going to be on this weekend show, Justin, to ask if her window and doors that are leaking air and water, how to check if she has water coming in behind the doors regarding those leaky windows and doors. So I would think that is a large challenge that our listeners have, you know, with older windows. And as the house settles, Joe, as you know, every house settles.
Oh, sure.
and things get out of alignment, and what was once plumb or flush or whatever the square are no longer, because as your house settles, things kind of get out of whack. Is that a common question that you get, Justin? Is that a common challenge that you're hearing at Next Door and Window?
We've received many calls this week with all of the rain that we had, and really throughout the spring we've had a pretty wet spring, and so it's very common this time of year to get these types of calls. And there are things that you can do right now to kind of just do your own little visual inspection. And so what we recommend is to just walk around the interior of your home to start. Go from window to window and just look around the entire perimeter of the window, and especially look at the bottom of the window to determine if it looks like possibly there's been dripping down the wall. I think that's common that we sometimes see that, or even if the drywall looks a little bit soft, if you see visual signs of rotting on the windows, that's usually a sign that you might have water actually coming in through, you know, into the interior of the home. And what we really want to avoid is any water that could be getting into the wall itself. That can cause rotting and molding issues and such.
Joe,
so we really want to avoid that.
Do you come across that a lot when you're in our listeners' homes as well?
Oh, sure, absolutely. It's Justin. Justin, by the way, I'm really excited to get to know you. I've heard of your company for a long time. It's great to have you here.
So can you explain?
Great to be
here. Can you explain to our listeners? Because I did John Williams' loan when he came back from Minneapolis, and he bought a condo, and he's talked about it on the air. I'm not saying anything out of line, and he replaced the windows, which I felt was kind. I thought was a little unique because condominium associations are very, very, very true. Particular. Right, Joe? You know, you've done a ton of condo work. Justin knows. He's done a ton of condo. Are very particular about the look, the size. It all has to be the same.
Your profile.
Right. It's got to be uniform. Can you explain what you did with John? And John approved it. He said it was totally cool. I'm not, you know, we're not going off the reservation here. What was it about that job? Because I know John is very particular and is very, you know, meticulous, and he likes things done a certain way.
We just thought
right,
that.
Right. No, he and I just found it. I found it ironic that his condo association allowed him to go out and replace his own windows, and not just the condo association bought all the windows. Can you walk us through that transaction?
Yes, and it is common with HOAs, with the homeowner associations, that it's generally the homeowner's responsibility to change the windows, but they generally have very strict guidelines as to what type of window and what color the window has to be. And in John's case, thankfully, he didn't have any water damage that we could find, but he did complain that one particular room was very drafty and cold, and So we decided on a great fiberglass window, and the color had to be black. So the exterior color, he needed black, and that was a main requirement of the association there. We were able to find the right window to solve that for him. And we did a full removal of his old frame, because we often find that between the rough opening and the frame of the window, there might not be enough insulation in those pockets, and we did a full removal of his old window and frame, and put the brand new window in with an entire new frame, black color on the outside, white on the inside, and it fit all of the requirements for the homeowner association. And John did report in that his with the new energy efficient glass that comes with the windows of today, it can make a big difference with the efficiency of the building as well.
Joe, you've got a question for Justin. Then we're going to take a quick break. And Justin, hang tight. We're going to pick you up on the other side. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Do you do a lot of full removals?
We do a lot of the full frame removal. And, you know, we do see a lot of rotting frames.
Yes.
And so when we see that, we, for peace of mind, we do like to generally remove the old frames to make sure the rough opening is sound, and, you know, to be able to reflash everything properly and ensure that everything's insulated.
I agree. You're aware a lot of other companies don't do that, right?
Yes, we are aware of that. And there are cases where it makes much more sense to do an insert
installation. Get it. Sure.
But we offer both, and really it's a case-by-case situation, and we're going to really work with the homeowner to figure out, you know, the best option.
Justin, hang tight. I got a question about matching up black windows, because there are different shades of black, and especially with condo associations.
There's dark black and light black.
And there's, you've got to match it up with sun draining out, you know, drying out the color.
Just
work with me here, okay? I'm going to ask the question after the break.
Sun drying out.
And we have Steve Geffen from Once Upon a Deli, Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Bagel, the Angry Wiener or the Hungry Wiener or something like that up in Highland Park. Dude, was that not a great?
That?
Was that
it?
Well, that's the name of his restaurant.
Hungry Wiener,
something like that, or the Mean Wiener, Angry Wiener.
Either way, it's
whatever. That's the name of his restaurant. We're going to find out. He's helping Team Hockberg feed the essential workers this week. So, lot coming up after the break. 312-981-7200 MegaPros, call and text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We're going to finish up with Justin, then put him on hold and bring him back at the bottom of the hour for the roundtable. Amy Kite will be calling back in. Rich Dykstra Sr. is on the line. Steve Geffen from Once Upon a Deli Grill, Once Upon a Bagel, and he will say the name of his hot dog restaurant so I don't get in trouble. But Justin,
appreciate that.
Right, Justin from Next Door and Window. I just want to cover the different products that you provide, right? You do wood windows, you do the vinyl, and you also do the aluminum wrapping as well, correct?
Yes, and don't forget that the fiberglass window is another very popular, probably the fastest growing window material that we carry is fiberglass.
Okay, and how difficult was it to match up a black window? Because there are different shades of black, especially on a gigantic condo building, when you're doing like one unit and one window, is it difficult to match up the color black?
Well, there's actually the two most common colors are that it's a dark bronze color and black.
Okay.
So once we determine which one of those two it is, then it's fairly simple to make that selection. But these finishes are specially applied at the factory level, and so we don't want to paint the exterior of the window, because therefore with that factory finish you can get a really long warranty, and it comes with a really dark color. You want to have a very low fade over time, and our fiberglass and aluminum clad windows carry a special finish to hold up over time.
Joe, you wanted to
but Justin, to have a dark color like that black, a vinyl is not recommended. Is that true?
We don't recommend dark colored vinyls,
right?
Because the dark colors absorb so much heat, and vinyl will expand and contract at a much higher rate than the aluminum clad or the fiberglass material. And then when you do it in a dark color, over time, you're going to get a lot of expansion and contraction with the vinyl, and that could cause seal failures over time.
Yeah, that's why I think that fiberglass is a great choice for the black.
Yeah.
And there's only like one kind of black, David.
Okay. All right, Mr. Expert.
Yes, we do recommend the fiberglass as a really good option for those dark bronze and black colors.
Yeah, that's nice.
All right, if our listeners want to reach you, what's the best number? We're going to put you on hold, take care of what we have to, bring you back up in about 8 minutes. What's the best number for our listeners to reach you if they have any window questions, my friend?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR.
One more time.
1-800-NEXT-DOOR.
All right, is there a website?
nextdoorandwindow.com.
All right, hang tight, buddy. We're going to pick you up at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for calling in. 312-981-7200. It's my anniversary coming up, Joe.
No.
And my wife, Elise, is on the line. I just wanted to bring her up real quick. I have a special treat for Elise. How are you, Elise? Elise, are you there? Elise.
Yes.
All right, there you are.
Yes.
All right, thanks,
yes.
Sammy. Okay, it's our anniversary, 5-5. It's been
hi, great. Elise, how are you?
It's been great.
Hi, good, how are you?
It's been really a great good, run. Thanks. She's the love of my life.
A great run.
It's been a great 19 years, and, right, 19? Yeah, 19, 2000. 2001? 2019?
Yeah, 2001.
Yeah, 2000. I got 2001?
Yeah, 2001.
All right, I got May 5, right? Right? I got 5-5?
Yes, you
right.
did.
All right, I got a special treat for you, sweetheart, because I love you so much. You know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to play this. Right? It's her favorite song, Joe.
Is it really?
It's her favorite song.
Why?
Chills, they're multiplying. And I lose control of the power. It's multiplying. It's electrifying.
So, my body's gone to hell, Joe.
Elise,
but I
is that really
my
your favorite
God.
Song, though? Is it really
my
your
God.
Favorite song?
Elise, is that your favorite song?
Well, it really isn't my favorite song, but it's kind of become my favorite since David sang it. And he dressed up as Danny Zuko.
Yeah. All right, we got to go.
I can't even picture.
All right, we got to talk. We have a video.
I can send you a picture.
Yeah.
All right, that would be great.
All right, we're gonna. I love you, sweetheart. And
have a nice anniversary.
Love you.
Yeah.
My anniversary is the 9th.
That's good. I got May 5 right. All right, Steve Geffen, how are you, buddy? All right, let's put my wife on hold. Let's go.
Okay,
let's,
bye.
See you. Bye. See you later. I love you so much. All right, let's go to Steve Geffen. How are you, Stevie? Steve Geffen, how are you, buddy? Steve, what is wrong with our phone? Steve, how are you? Steve?
Slide one of those things.
I'm sliding. Everything's right. Steve, are you there, bud?
I am here now, yeah.
Okay. Sorry that we had to put you through that, buddy. Steve, you are the owner of... Can you list the starting with the hot dog joint that you own? Because everybody doesn't believe me that you own a hot dog joint.
What? The mean wiener. That's in Highwood.
The mean, what'd I say, the angry wiener?
Whatever you said, wiener, it yeah. sounded funny.
Okay.
You said the hungry wiener, the mean, the angry wiener, but we're actually the mean wiener. That's,
okay.
That's our hot dog and slash Mexican restaurant in Highwood.
All right, there. See, he's got a hot dog. It was the mean wiener. And you have Once Upon a Bagel, Once Upon a Deli, Once Upon a Grill. And what's your place name in Wilmette? Or Winnetka?
Winnetka is Once Upon a Bagel also. There's two Once Upon a Bagels, one in Highland Park and one in Winnetka.
You've got great
names.
Have
yep. Once Upon a Grill and Once Upon a Deli in Northbrook. And then we also have Lucky Fish, which is in Highwood also. It's attached to the new wiener.
And
yeah, so the six locations.
And you're helping Team Hochberg feed essential workers with their $1,000 check that I dropped off to your house yesterday with the sign. And
we are, yes.
Who are you going to feed? What is that $1,000 going to enable you to feed this week? What essential workers?
So we're going to go to the Wilmette Fire Department and take care of the Wilmette Police Department and take care of all of the staff there. They're very, dear to us, obviously, because of our having a location in Highland Park and in Winnetka. They're kind of in between, so they're doing their jobs and doing it well, and we just appreciate everything they're doing, so we want to take care of them. And then we are also bringing lunches to the Moraine Township Food Pantry here in Highland Park, because obviously there, what people are forgetting is that there is a large group of people that are affected by this as well. Many middle class families are struggling, with work stoppages and layoffs due to the virus right now. So we want to take care of those people as well, not just the frontline workers and the first responders, but, the people that are in desperate need as well.
And what are you guys doing at Once Upon a Restaurants with Lucky Fish and Mean Wiener and all your other locations? What are you doing to keep your employees safe and keeping your customers safe?
So we actually closed all of our locations at the end of March because we were scared that we didn't know how to handle this. We didn't feel safe. I didn't want to put my employees and their families in jeopardy. I didn't want to put the communities in jeopardy by us not knowing how to handle the situation. So we took the time to educate ourselves. Like I met with my staff many times to talk about safety precautions. It's more than just gloves and masks. It's about sanitizing. It's about controlling things that are coming into your restaurant. And when we felt that we were educated enough on everything, we decided that we were going to reopen and that we would provide a safe environment. And I think we've done a very good job with that. We reopened four of our six locations yesterday, and it's been pretty smooth so far.
All right. And Steve's great. His wife, who told me not to mention her on the air, it's like telling a fat kid not to touch chocolate, which means I have to mention her on the air because I'm that fat kid who's been trying to not touch chocolate. So Steve has got Shayna's beautiful, not as beautiful as my wife, because of course my wife is the most beautiful. And you look at Steve, and then you look at Shayna, and then you're like, "How'd that happen?" Right? And then you look back at Steve because he's not very attractive, man. He runs a great business, not pleasant on the eyes. Yeah. I mean, think you'd agree with me, Steve? Would you agree with that?
I'll kick my coverage if that's the right thing to say there.
Yeah, so people would stop Shayna that live in the neighborhood, that live around the corner, to ask her directions to their house just to like stare in her beautiful eyes because she's just so beautiful. And here's Steve, and then you look at Steve, and then again you look at Shane, and then you're just like, he must have a really good personality because the look's not really high on the look scale, but he makes a great corned beef sandwich. Right?
That Steve, that was the most amazing corned beef sandwich I had just now.
Great corned beef sandwich. Everybody here loves you, Steve, because I brought the sandwiches down. Outstanding. Yeah. And Joe, you like the pickle. Right,
the pickle is very crisp, and I love a crisp pickle.
Joe is the pickle man on the show here, Steve. Absolutely. So send my love to your wife. Thank all of the essential workers that were dropping food off, and thanks to.
And I'm sure you're attractive in your own right.
No, Steve. He's a good dude.
Let me just say also, my you beat me by 3 weeks. My anniversary is in 3 weeks, so I want to. Happy anniversary to you guys.
Well, thanks.
Everybody got married right.
Steve lives right around the corner from me. Our kids go to school. He's a good dude, trying to help out our local family-owned restaurants, get a little pub out there, help essential workers, put a little money into the economy, and thank them at the same time. Special thanks to Steve Geffen and his restaurants this week. Last week, Steve, you know, Nick Drivas over at Grill House helped us feed the Northbrook Public Works employees, the Lowe's workers at the corner of Willow and Waukegan and the Willow Festival Shopping Center in Northbrook, and the Ace Hardware workers in downtown Northbrook. So thank you to Nick from last week. Thank you, Steve, for this coming week. We're going to select a restaurant for the following week. We're just going to continue to feed essential workers. And thanks for calling in, bud. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with the Expert Roundtable after these messages. This is the part of the show that we are going to announce the great grocery giveaway sponsored by Team Hochberg and Caputo's Fresh Markets. This week's winner, today's winner, the 13th winner of the $200 gift card is Jack Stannis of Schaumburg. So we have to, subject to verification, so Jack Stannis of Schaumburg, you've been selected to receive a $200 gift card, compliments of Team Hochberg. Bob Surratt will be announcing another winner on Monday, and you go to WGNradio.com/contests to enter a chance to win $200 gift card, or the grand prize, which is $4,800 in groceries for a year from Angelo Caputo's Fresh Market. He'll be giving you, the grocery chain will be giving out $400 gift cards every month for 12 months. That's WGNradio.com/contest. It costs nothing to enter. The entry is free. Sponsored by us at Team Hochberg. You need a mortgage, 855-56-DAVID, or go to 56David.com. And thanks, special thanks to Angelo Caputo's Fresh Markets with seven Chicagoland locations. Find one at shopcaputos.com. So thank you to the fine people at Angelo Caputo's. Let's bring up all of our sponsors here, all of our experts. Amy Kite, Rich Dykstra. We're trying to get Justin to call back in because we have Justin Bartley with questions about, we have a lot of people questioning, sending in questions about windows. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. We have a question here. 815, I'm working with two people. One really is considering refinancing ASAP, but not sure how the mortgage rates are working since you said the Fed dropped them, but the institutes jacked it up because they got too many applications too fast and couldn't handle it. Is there a good way we could follow? Yes, listen to the show. It's been 6 weeks since the rates dropped at the beginning of March. They're back down to almost those levels. We've been encouraging our listeners to contact a lender to get in line. All of the listeners who have contacted us and have gotten in line have been getting calls this week to lock into a rate because they're back down in the low threes. They went from the low threes to the mid fives in about 2 week period of time.
Hey, I listened to the show. I didn't know they went back down.
Well, I'm telling you right now, they went back
down. But I listened pretty regularly.
I know. Well, they went, but I'm telling you right now, they went back down. They've been sliding back down, and now they're at that level. Amazing. This week, they dropped down tremendously. So here we go. Amy Kite, we have a question for you. Somebody had my brother-in-law sold his townhouse and needs to be out by May 15th. His rental won't be ready until June 15th. He thought he was only coming to my house, but that can't happen because of COVID. He thought he was going to live at his brother's house. Any suggestion on the cheapest place for him and his dog to stay? Ooh, that's a good one for a month. Are there short-term month rentals, Amy, out there that you know of?
Oh, I would tell you I would go to an extended stay or something along those lines. People do that all the time. So I would check out. I mean, these hotels are hurting for business. I'm sure they would be happy to have you and your him and his dog. So absolutely.
So 773, brother-in-law sold his townhouse. So extended stay hotels, which have vacancies up the wazoo right now, I am sure. And if you want to keep them out of your house that much, I'd advise you to put your credit card down. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. We have a question for Rich Dykstra. Rich Dykstra, how much is a new with this is from the 847. When is it time to replace a new unit, and how much is a new unit? I think they meant to say, when is it time to replace my current unit, and how much is a new unit? So there you go, Rich.
Okay, this is probably the best time of year to buy, because all the rebates are in play for Edison, for Carrier, so they can get some really hot deals. And like everybody else, we're looking for work right now, so now would be the time. It depends how big your house is. That'll totally govern the price. We'd have to come out and measure it.
And is there any type of financing specials that you guys are offering?
Yes, there is, David. We have 5 years, zero interest on any installation.
5 years, zero interest.
Correct.
But they still have to make payments on it on a monthly basis, but they're not paying any interest if they pay it off in 60 months.
Correct.
Wow. That's not bad. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Okay. Yep. And how much is typically, I get it, it depends upon the size of the unit, the size of the house, the square feet, all that stuff. But what are the ranges of new units right now, Rich?
Yeah, roughly, they're gonna start around 3,000, 3,500.
Okay.
And go up from there.
And for the financing, do you kick that off to a finance company and our listeners have to get approved through them via credit and income and all that? Or do you take care of that in-house?
Yeah, we run that through Wells Fargo, and we also have for more credit challenged, we have leasing available too.
Okay, leasing.
Leasing.
Okay, I didn't know that either. All right, if our listeners want to reach you, what's the number again there, Rich?
1-800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com.
All right, we have Justin back on the line. Thanks for calling back in, Justin. We have 847. Wants to know, I missed the name and the phone number of the window guy. I need new windows and would like to contact him. So, Justin, for our texter in the 847, what number should they call you, my friend?
1-800-NEXT-DOOR or nextdoorandwindow.com.
1-800-NEXT-DOOR or nextdoorandwindow.com. Texter, there you go. We have a text message here, Sandy, from... No, this was an email. Sandy from Naperville has a question. House built in 1977 with wood DH windows. What's DH?
Double hung
windows. Okay, with wood double hung windows, and I am noticing leaking coming in from under the drywall, under the windows from the big rains this week. We got bombed with rain, so I'm sure a lot of our listeners are experiencing this. What should this listener do, Justin?
Well, we talked about the interior inspection. At this point, I would probably take a walk outside around the exterior of the home, maybe bring a little, small screwdriver with you, go up to the windows. I'm assuming they're probably wood windows. Maybe tap a little bit around the bottom of the frames and just ensure that those frames are sound and not rotted. If the screwdriver goes through the frame, then you probably have rotting, and that's what's allowing the water to... come in through the frame, and that's something that you'd want to have looked at right away. You can send us pictures, or we'd be happy to come out and take a look from the outside.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. 847, people took out credit card debt when 2008 to 2010 hit, cost of living increased and income stagnated. People needed to put that on their credit cards and carried it. Banks also increased their limits, and the cycle kept going. 100%. That's something called the Schumer Doctrine, if you will. Senator Schumer during Obama 1 or 2, not getting political here, they redid the credit card industry, right? They fixed, quote unquote, fixed the credit card industry in their eyes. And the credit card industry said, okay, you want to do that? We're going to jack the minimums up from 2% to 4%. So if you had $10,000 worth of credit card debt, you went from a $200 payment to a $400 payment. And most of our listeners have $30,000 credit card debt. So couple that 2 to 4 to 6, plus losing some of your income and having a life event you didn't expect. It's a vicious cycle, and we're here to help our listeners overcome those challenges. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Text message from 630 for Amy Kite. What, Amy, what are the most common recommendations you make to sellers of their home to get it ready to sell?
I always say that paint and flooring are basic expectations. And then from there, we go into kitchens and bathrooms to start making improvements to increase value. So paint and flooring, basic expectation. People, they want that today.
Joe, you're getting a ton of those questions.
We are, and we always send them right to the realtor. So you know which area needs what, right, Ann?
Yes.
So that's the expert we depend on.
I'm sorry, Amy, go ahead.
And I was going to say, we can do a virtual appointment, a FaceTime, Zoom, whatever. We can do that with the client to go over what we would recommend they do in the house, room by room, if they would like. So we can do that.
All right. We have a great question here. Robert, can you bring up line three, guys, if you could? Robert, hang on. Hang on. We got to get Robert up here. Justin and Rich, hang tight. Robert, you there, bud?
Yes, sir. Hey, happy anniversary. I just celebrated my 36th.
Oh, mazel tov, buddy. I'm going on, what am I, 20 or 19?
I think he said 21. But
No, I was born in, born in 66.
I don't care when you were born. Asking your birthday.
If I was married in 2000, I better find out. It's either 19 or 20. I think it's 19. I think I was born.
Even asked, so you're seeing it.
It doesn't matter.
Reason.
All right, so Robert, you have a question about taxes for Amy. So ask the question if you could, then we're going to take a quick break, and then Amy will answer it after the break, okay, my friend?
Yeah, no worries. All right, I'm looking at a house right now. The value of the home by the appraiser is $3.5 million, okay? And right now, I'm still in negotiations. They're asking somewhere around a little over $3 million. Now, the lady who lives there, lovely lady, 96 years old. So $30,000 is just with all of her senior citizen discounts.
Right.
Now, because it's Oak Brook, it's in the Hinsdale School District, I know that I'm going to have to pay another $7,000 on top of that because of the bond that they just passed. I know about all that. But how badly am I going to get hit with taxes?
All right. So
how do I figure out my taxes? If it's going to be $60,000, hell, I'll move to Indiana and buy a mansion. But
got it.
So that's my problem.
All right, hang tight.
And I know you have problems here because our governor is going to raise our taxes. Someone said by 7%. Some people say by 9%. So we don't know what's going to happen in November. I'm just trying to figure out right now for my current future tax.
All right, Robert, hang tight. Right. Robert wants to know what the future taxes are in a home that he's going to buy that's currently in a senior exemption. That's what we need to find out. We're going to put Robert on hold because I got to hit a break, and he kept going, and I'm going to get in trouble if we don't hit a break. So hang tight, Robert. Amy's going to answer that question. She gets that question all the time. You're trying to buy a home with a senior exemption. How do I know what the taxes are going to be when I own the home without the senior exemption? That's the question that we need the answer to that Amy Kite will help after these messages.
Say, come on, baby.
Okay.
I did not text them.
This is Sam's last show, by the way. That's all right. 312. I'm a big man. I can handle it. I got a great voice. I don't know what everybody's problem is.
It's unusual.
It's an acquired sound. 312. Yeah. All the dogs in the surrounding neighborhoods are all barking. 312-981-7200. Let's bring everybody up. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com. Amy Kite, Robert wants to know how he can figure out the future taxes on a home that he's looking to buy that currently has a senior exemption on it. What is the best way to go about that?
I will always tell them to have their real estate attorney figure that out. Your real estate attorney can quickly figure it out based on last year's tax rate. So that's the best anybody can do. Nobody knows what the future holds. So until we get the tax bills, so just have them figure it out based on last year's tax rate, your real estate attorney.
And if you don't have, and Robert, if you don't have...
Can I ask you a question? Yeah. The house needs $500,000 in work. I'm going to improve the neighborhood. Can I use that increase? And that's a lot of money. Can I use that against my tax, the future taxes that they're going to hit me with?
Here, I'm going to give you a number. I'm going to give you a number to talk to. He's a real estate attorney on the show. His name is David Schluter. Okay, Robert? All right. You ready? 847. 847. He's been doing it over 30 years. He's great. He's a good dude.
Trust me, David. I trust your ass.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad. That's good. I don't know if that made it on air, but I appreciate you trusting me. 847-525-0445. That's David Schluter. He's my real estate attorney. He handles all of my stuff. He's tremendous. 847-525-0445. He also does trusts and wills and all that other good stuff. Okay?
Yeah, I need that too. All right, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it, sir.
And hold tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning product as well. So hold tight. We want to get your home address so we can send that to you. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Joe, you had a question for Rich Dykstra about...
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
Rich, you have some kind of filtering system with a UV light in it. Is that correct?
Yes, we do.
Could you explain that? Just because we get a lot of questions at Mega about that unit, and we don't really...
Okay. A regular UV light is not worth the power to plug it in. The device that we have has a titanium oxide coating around it, and it produces like... it's hard to explain. It's like Pac-Man. The little balls that go around, it actually catches and kills any bacteria, drops it down to the floor, and gets back to the return, and that's it. Hmm. It's a UV light only kills within 6 inches of the light, where this will affect your whole house. It goes in the supply run of your furnace.
Wow.
Now, what's an investment like that for our listeners if they wanted to install that in their current unit? And is it one size fits all, Rich, or do they need
one size fits all, and it would be $850 installed.
No way. I thought it would be a lot more than that.
Yeah, no, $850. We're trying to keep it down. Normally it's like 11 and a quarter installed, but with all the problems everybody's going through, and we're trying to keep it down a bit.
He'll sell it to you for $1,600, Joe.
No, I can actually sell to my son for $1,600. Okay.
So if our listeners want to get more information, and this is for air purity in our listeners' homes, Rich?
Right. It's called a Respicare Oxy-4.
No, it's amazing. We get questions all the time about it, and I don't know how to explain it.
All right, so it's balls perfect. Inside a return that kills the bacteria.
You don't listen, I got a better explanation
for $900. I'm going to be selling air conditioning if this thing doesn't work out. All right, Rich, if our listeners want to get a hold of you, how do they reach you?
1-800-421-3220 or DykstraHomeServices.com.
All right, brother, thanks for joining the show. We only got 2 minutes left. Great information. Justin, I got a question for you from the 6-3. I forgot. 847, before you do any work, did you have to get the condo association's approval when you did John Williams' windows?
Yes. Always check with your homeowners association for the requirements for windows and doors. Oftentimes they have specific colors or specific brands or specific materials that have to be followed. And if you put the wrong window in, we've seen it happen, the homeowner association makes you take that out if it doesn't comply. So always check with your association first.
Phone number one more time if our listeners want to reach you to get information.
1-800-NEXT-DOOR.
And your website?
Website is nextdoorandwindow.com.
All right, and thank you.
You can call us now. We are doing virtual presentations, so we're able to meet with you right away and answer any questions that you might have. We're happy to help.
All right, Amy, thanks, Rich. I appreciate it. It was great meeting you on the air today.
Great meeting you, Rich.
Yeah, you're going to be a huge asset to our listeners. Amy Kite, if our listeners want to reach you
Rich, Justin, right?
Did I say Rich? I meant
no,
Justin.
No, you said Rich, and then I said Rich.
Okay, it's Justin. It's Justin. Justin, I apologize. Rich Dykstra, Justin Brantley, I apologize. Amy Kite, if our listeners want to reach you, how do they reach you, Amy?
847-877-9881 or amywillsellyourhome.com.
And I hope to have my home to hand to you within a week to put it on the MLS. I know I've been saying that for the last 2 months, but I swear to God, it's getting close. And
okay.
So,
are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. My wife's not. But that's a whole other story. It's my anniversary. Let's not get into it. All right, Amy, thanks, sweetheart. I appreciate it. 312-981-7200 is the call line. MegaPros, Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements. Okay, 847-658-8989. Dave Shaluta's phone number, 847-525-0445. Joe, if our listeners want to reach you, it didn't fire, how do they reach you?
847? What is it?
847. Come on, help me out. 847-658-8989.
Thank you so much.
I do that good. If you want to reach me during the week, it's 312. No, it's not. It's 855-56-DAVID. Go to WGNDAVID.com for podcasts and previous shows. Thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate your support. We'll be back next Saturday. Be well. Be safe. Have a great week.
Thank you.